The Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Okay, so I've been joined by Kelly. Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hi there.
Thanks for popping in today.
No problem.
So, first of all, tell me a bit about the Pauline Quirk Academy that's based in Harrogate.
Okay, so Pauline Quirk Academy, short for PQA, runs in Harrogate every Saturday. We have two schools now. One is 9:45 till 1 o'clock and the other one is 1:45 till 5 o'clock. And all students at PQA around the country get to have the experience of performing in the West End. And every 2 to 3 years, that kind of happens. There is a show that's written specifically for PQA students. It's split into two acts, and each act has three scenes. Three academies get invited down to the West End, and they perform the show as a collective, really. It's a fantastic experience. And our students in Harrogate got to perform there last October in an amazing show called The Lazy Ace. And they were incredible on that stage. And less than a year later, they got their invite to perform there for a second time, and they're performing there again in a brand new show called Troubles of Brewing next October, on the 14th of October 2018. So we thought we'd bring some of our students along today who got this experience last year and played some of our lead roles, and to see how excited they are for the next one.
Emma.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
Hello, I'm Joseph.
Tell me a bit about what it was like when you first auditioned to be part of the show, sort of how you were feeling. I mean, it must have been nerve-wracking thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to, could be performing on at the West End.
Yeah, very stressful, actually. It was quite competitive, with there being about 80 of us in the academy, all wanting a lead role.
I found it, like, really exciting, the fact that we were going to form on, like, we were at the stage where the Phantom of the Opera performed, and we were in their dressing rooms, and it was just amazing to see, like, all their little notes and the costumes. But the auditions, it was quite scary, but it was really nice to watch everyone else audition and to see kind of how they took the roles and get a bit of inspiration for yourself.
So you all got to see each other's auditions as well. Was that not like the most daunting thing ever?
well, we had to audition for like separate roles as well, but we did a whole dance audition all together, and we had to learn a dance and then perform it in like little groups, and then we all watched each other, and it was really fun.
All three of you landed pretty good roles. So just tell me a bit about what roles you ended up getting.
So I played Angel Applewood, so she was like the heroine of the story. She was a waitress and she always wanted like her big break, so she wanted to become just like a massive star.
I played Macy DeLacy and she was like the mean person in the story, and she was very sassy and she didn't like Angel at all. And she was really fun to play.
So you two are enemies.
Yeah.
I played Shaky Jake, a kind of mobster in Las Vegas.
Did you all have to learn the accent as well? Like, sort of put on an obviously quite realistic American accent. Was that not difficult, or was it all right?
We learnt a lot about, like, making it quite twangy.
Doug, our comedy and drama teacher, has set us through several workshops to be able to learn the kind of accent and kind of style that we would be using for the performance.
Amazing. Yeah. And so obviously next year, like Kelly was saying, there's going to be a brand new show you can all get yourselves involved with. Are you all hoping to again audition and go for a part again?
Yeah.
I can see smiles and nods.
Yeah.
And do you know a bit about it yet, or?
Yeah. We know that it's a Western set in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Name there.
Hello, my name's Nicole Eastwood, and when I was on West End, I was 15 years old. I'm now 16 years old, and I definitely can't wait till the next one. I played Macy DeLacy, and it was such a different part for me, but I enjoyed her character so much. I still remember the feeling of the lights on me in the dressing room and the coach ride down. I love the people that I shared it with, and I can't wait till the next one.
Hi, I'm Ella Grace. It was amazing.
It was like, oh, I can't even explain it. It was just so good.
And you played a lead role, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your role?
It was Buzz, which was a boy character.
Okay, so that's very different.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it, though?
Yes, I did, actually, because it's actually... Because I'm a girl, so then playing a boy character, you have to think, like, what would a boy do in that situation? So it was actually really good for my acting, and I can't wait for the next one.
And you've been fundraising. Was that for the costumes and obviously to put on the production as well to make it sort of as extravagant as you could? What were you up to?
We did all sorts of stuff. We did these weekly kind of fundraising challenges. Each of us at PQA were set to do like these
good deeds.
That's it.
It was called 10p Good Deed Week. So each student in the academy was given a list of good deeds over the course of a couple of months. And for example, week one would have been make a cup of tea for mum and dad. So every time they completed a good deed at home, they got 10p. And the idea is that each student did one good deed a day. So every student brought in 70p. And over the course of the year that we were rehearsing for the show, that raised us the majority of the money for their costumes.
That is incredible.
Yeah,
that is such
really
a good
felt,
idea.
Yeah, because it's really not... felt they'd done it themselves. Yeah. And we also did a dance-a-thon. They're all looking at it. They'll be still working that over the year later.
We learned the dance to Uptown Funk and it was really funny. We did it with all the little ones as well.
Oh, bless.
And then the parents did the dance.
Oh, no.
And that was even funnier. Yeah.
Oh no. I'd be like, Mum, what are you doing? Stop. Obviously, you've got a lot of people at the academy already, but you are still, you know, open to people joining. So just obviously tell me, for people that don't know, how they can contact you and what you have to offer.
Okay, so we do have in our morning academy limited spaces left that if children want to come and join to be part of the West End show, they can come for a free taster. For the West End, it's open to any students from the age of 6 up to 18. So they can go onto our website, which is www.pqacademy.com, and just search for Harrogate, and then they'll be able to get my direct contact details. Email me or give me a call to come along for a free taster session. So we are still open if there are other children out there in Harrogate that would like to experience being in the West End.
We have been PQA Harrogate.
Thank you for listening.
Be yourself! Be amazing!
The Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate on Stray FM's Family Show.